保罗在以弗所书中详细的叙述了神对教会的心意。
Paul extensively records God's will for the church in the book of Ephesians.
神借着基督所成就的救赎工作，使背景不同的信徒成为一个得着新生命的群体。
Through the redemption of Christ, believers of different backgrounds could become one group.
保罗他是通过一种对比的方式
，and through contrast,
来讲述人相信耶稣以后这种生命的逆转。
And Paul describes how people's lives are changed after accepting Jesus.
以前是罪人，现在是蒙爱的儿女，承受产业。
In the past, we were sinners, but now, we are beloved children of God with inheritance from God.
以前在过犯罪恶中是死的，现在与基督一同复活。
In the past, we were dead in our transgressions, but now we are raised up, with Christ.
从前在世上是没有盼望，现在有永生的盼望。
In the past, we had no hope, no God in the world, but now we have the eternal hope in God.
从前在应许之约上是外人，现在与神和好，归入了神的家。
In the past, we were foreigners, who had no share in the promises of God, but now we become members of God's household.
我们读以弗所书对教会的描述，我们可以看到一幅幅非常柔美的图画。
Through Paul's description of church in the book of Ephesians, we can see a very glorious and beautiful picture.
信徒在基督里合而为一。
We can see that all believers are united in Christ as one.
教会的外邦人和犹太人这两个文化习俗差异很大的群体，因着在基督里的共同信仰，就拆除了两者之间长久以来所筑起的围墙。
And both Jews and the Gentiles, who had a very different background in the past, are now united in church. And because Christ has removed the barrier that divided the two groups,
成为同心合一、见证基督的教会。
And now, the two groups become one to witness God as a church.
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of church.
众信徒在基督联合成一体。
And all the believers are interconnected to become the body of Christ.
好像肢体一样，彼此配搭。
Just like a body with many parts, like cooperate with each other.
一起发挥功效，侍奉上帝。
So that the body can function well to serve the Lord.
彼此看顾，互相帮助，分享喜乐，也同担重担。
Each part will take care of each other and carry the same burden and to go through all things and.
并且靠着神所给予的能力来坚守基督的信仰。
It is through the power of God that we could accept faith in Jesus Christ.
今天我们读的这段经文，他说：“从前门徒不知道神，如今是神家里的人了。”
In the passage we just read, it says that believers did not know God before, but now they are members of God's household.
所以今天我们就借着这一段经文，我们一起来思想几件事情。
Through this passage, we will meditate on several things.
第一件事情，我们思想外人变成家人。
The first thing we want to think about is how the foreigners can become members of God's household.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你借着自己 在十字架上的死，使犹太人和外邦人两个群体合成一个身体。
We thank you for your death on the cross to unite both the Gentiles and the Jews as one.
跟神和好了。
And all can be reconciled with God.
消灭了我们彼此之间的敌意。
You have removed the hostility between different groups of people.
你把这和平的福音带给了普世的人。
You have brought the gospel of peace to this world.
现在我们所有人能因着主你为我们所做的，通过同一位圣灵来到父的面前。
Because of what you have done for us, now we can come to God the Father through you.
主，我们为你莫大的恩典，我们献上感谢。
Lord, for your indescribable grace, we give thanks.
我们这样的祈求仰望是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
那什么样的人是外人呢？
What kind of people are considered as foreigners?
我们从今天的经文第十一节到第十三节就告诉了我们答案。
Through the scripture we read, verses 11 through 13, we can find the answer.
外人就是外邦人，是没有受割礼的人。
Foreigners refer to the Gentiles who are not circumcised.
外人是与耶稣基督无关的人。
Foreigners have no relations with Christ Jesus.
外人是以色列国民以外的人。
Foreigners are not citizens of Israel.
在神与以色列人所立的约，就是应许赐福给他们诸约上，他们是局外人。
For the Gentiles have no share of God's promise with Israel.
他们在世上是没有盼望，他们是没有神的人。
They have no hope and no God in this world.
在第十三节一开始更把另外一个重点说出来了。
And also in verse 13, it points out another important thing.
那是说你们从前远离神的人。
It says that you who were once far away from God.
远离神的人就是远离神的家，远离神所赐的福气。
Being far away means like being far away from God, being far away from God's house, far away from God's blessings.
远离神的计划，也远离神的旨意。
Far away from God's plan and far away from God's will.
那什么叫外人？就是远离神的人。
What is a foreigner? A foreigner or a Gentile means one who is far away from God.
不论你在怎样的情况之下，你走离开神，你走离开了神的旨意，走离开了神所要赐的福气，你就变成了外人。
No matter under what kind of circumstances, if you walk out of God's will, you turn away from God, you become a Gentile.
今天的世人都是外人。
In today's world, all people are Gentiles.
他们与神的恩典无关，与神的应许无关。
They had no share in God's promise and no share in God's grace.
与神的福分无关，与神的家无关，也与神的国度无关。
No share in God's blessings, no share in God's kingdom.
那要怎么样才能从外人变成神家里的人呢？
How can a Gentile become a member in God's household?
很重要的就是要回到神面前。
The most important thing is to turn back to God.
那怎么样回到神的面前呢？
How can we go back to God?
其实神已经为我们预备好了道路。
Actually, God has prepared the way to bring us back to Him.
在罗马书五章八节到十节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒， 因为我们做仇敌的时候，且要借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好了，就更要因他的身得救了。
In Romans chapter 5, verses 5 through 8, Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?
这就是神为我们预备好的得救之路。
This is the way to salvation prepared by God.
是在我们还做罪人的时候，神就差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们舍命。
When we were still sinners, God sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
这就显明了他对我们的大爱。
And this demonstrates God's great love for us.
既然我们靠着耶稣基督的血已经在神的眼中成为义人，
We are justified by the blood of Christ Jesus.
将来他也必定救我们，使我们在末日审判时候不致被上帝定罪。
And on the day of the Lord, God will surely deliver us from our sins and we will not be condemned.
因为当我们还与神为敌的时候，就已经靠着他儿子的死跟他和好了。
When we were still enemies of God, have been reconciled with God through Jesus Christ, His Son.
那我们更将要因基督活着，保守我们而得救了。
And we will be saved much more through the life of Jesus Christ.
就像希伯来书七章二十五节告诉我们说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。因为他是长远的活着，替他们祈求。
Just as it is said in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 7, verse 25. And therefore, he is also to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
这是神对人类的救赎计划。
This is God's redemption plan for people.
整个的拯救过程
The whole process of salvation
从基督的降生基督的受难整个的一切都是出于上帝的爱
From the birth of Jesus through the crucifixion of Jesus all shows God's love for us
神已经为我们预备好了道路他要我们回到他的面前
God has prepared the way so that we can be brought back to Him.
以弗所书二章第八节说：“你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。”
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not by works, so that no one can boast.
一个人能够得救，全是出于神的恩典。
One can be saved only through the grace of God.
这神的救恩已经在2000年前借着耶稣基督在十字架上完成了。
God's salvation for sinners had been accomplished on the cross of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago.
当人听到福音，被圣灵感动，愿意凭着信心信靠耶稣，接受救恩，愿意回到神面前，愿意回到神的家中，你就从外人变成神家里的人。
When a person hears the gospel of Jesus Christ, moved by the Holy Spirit, and is willing to accept Jesus as a Savior, and he can be turned from a foreigner into a member of God's family immediately.
今天在我们当中，可能还有人还没有成为神家里的人。
maybe some of you among us have not become members of God's family.
我感谢神在我们当中与我们一起聚会。
We thank you for being able to worship God together here.
神的恩典已经为你预备。
God's grace has provided for you the salvation.
当你听到救恩的大好消息。
When you hear the good news of salvation,
当圣灵感动你，你就说：“我不要走开，我要走回来，回到神的家中。”
When the Holy Spirit moves your heart and you want to go back, return to God's home,
你说：“我要归向真神。”
If you say in your heart, I want to go back to God.
我要接受神儿子耶稣基督做我的救主，做我一生的主。
I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and the Lord of my life.
那他的宝血就要洗清你一切的罪，你就要成为一个新造的人，也享受永生的福分。
And then the blood of Jesus Christ will wash away your sins. You become a new creation in God.
在我们当中仍然在寻求的朋友，这是唯一的道路。
If you are still seeking God, seeking God's truth, this is the only way.
约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
In John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me."
从外人变成神家里的人的唯一的一条道路，就是借着耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩。
To become a member of God's family, the only way is to trust the salvation that Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
所以在每一个基督徒聚会的地方，都会看见十字架。
So in every place where Christians gather together, you can always see a cross.
十字架就代表神怎么样爱人，十字架就代表神怎么样来拯救人。
The cross represents God's love for us and God's salvation for us.
人要回到神面前，只有靠着耶稣在十字架上的代赎，使人可以重新与神和好，回到神家中。
The only way for us to come back to God is through the cross, the redemption of Jesus Christ on the redemption of Jesus Christ.
回到神家中，成为神家中的人，彼此成为肢体。
God's salvation brings us back to His family, so that we can become members of one body.
同有一位神就是父，同有一位主就是耶稣基督。
We have the same Father, that is God the Father. We have the same Lord, that is Jesus Christ.
我们同是在神的家里面，彼此都是家人。
In God's family, we are members.
所以如何从外人变成家人，就是要回到神面前，人与神和好。
We must go back, return to God, so that we can change our status from a Gentile into a God's child, so that we can be reconciled with God.
当人与神和好，就应该和其他也是与神和好的人也和好。
And our reconciliation with God will surely bring our reconciliation with others.
这也是今天经文十四节到十六节告诉我们，主基督已经成就了和睦。
And in today's scripture, through verses 14, from verses 14 through 16, we know that Jesus Christ already accomplished the reconciliation.
基督亲自为我们带来了和平。
Jesus Himself brings peace for us.
他以自己在十字架上的身体拆除了使人敌对的墙。
He destroyed the barrier through his body hung on the cross.
使我们联合成一个新的群体，也是所谓的一个身体。
He destroyed the dividing wall of hostility and unites all of us into one body.
既然是一个身体，就没有什么可以纷争的了，因此就成就了和平。
Since we are all in one body, there should be no fighting and conflicts, and we can get along at peace.
十四节说，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆除了中间隔断的墙。
In verse 14, it says, "For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and had destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility."
对，中文圣经说，他使我们和睦。如果看英文 NIV 版的翻译是说 ，For he himself is our peace.
For he himself is our peace. He is
他就是我们的平安。
Jesus is our peace.
主耶稣基督自己就是我们的平安。
Jesus Christ himself is our peace.
圣经上也告诉我们说，他是和平的君，他是赐平安的上帝，他是平安王，他是叫人安静的主。
And the scripture reveals that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the God of Peace. He is the King of Salem, King of Peace. And he is God of Peace.
他已经用自己的血为犹太人和外邦人提供了和睦之道。
Through his precious blood, Jesus provided the way for Jews and the Gentiles to get along peacefully.
原本犹太人是藐视外邦人，说他们是拜偶像的，伦理道德低落。
The Jews used to despise the Gentiles, who because the Gentiles worshipped the idols with very low moral standards.
他们不但不进外邦人的家，也不与外邦人同桌吃饭。
The Jews would not go to a Gentile's house, not to mention eating with them.
不与外邦人结婚，不与外邦人生活在一起，是这样子一种不和睦的一种情况。
The Jews did not intermarry with the Gentiles. They did not live with the Gentiles. They were in huge disharmony.
犹太人与外邦人之间有很大的隔阂。
There was a big barrier between the Jews and the Gentiles.
就好像他们两者之间有尘缘阻隔，不能相通。
Just like there is a big high city wall that divided two groups of people.
这样的一种景况，其实也具体的表现在圣殿的山上。
And this picture is also indicated on the mount of the temple.
在圣殿山上有一堵3米高的墙，来分隔以色列人的内院和外邦人的院子。
In the temple of God, there was a wall about 3 meters high that divided the court of the Jews and the court of the Gentiles.
也就是把神的选民与外邦人隔开。
That is to say, God's elect people were separated from the Gentiles.
外邦人如果违反规定，越了内墙，闯进内院，一定被处死。
Any Gentile who would violate the rule and trespass into the courts of the Jews, and this Gentile would be put to death.
犹太人与外邦人本来是互不相容的。
The Jews and the Gentiles had nothing to do with each other.
因为基督来完成了救恩，现在已经将两下合而为一。
However, through the salvation brought by Jesus Christ, the two peoples are brought together as one.
现在已经把信主的犹太人和信主的外邦人合而为一。
All the believing Jews and the believing Gentiles become one.
拆毁了他们中间隔断的墙。
the dividing wall that divided them were was removed.
神的计划是天上地上一切所有的都要在主基督这位和平之君里同归于一。
God's plan is to bring all things in heaven and on the earth to become one in unity through Christ.
也就是以弗所书一章十节所说的。
And just as it is said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Ephesians 1:10.When the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
神实现这个伟大的计划的第一步，就是借着耶稣基督的救赎，使人的罪得赦免，成为圣洁新造的人，可以与神和好。
To complete this great redemption, the first step is to remove sins through the blood of Jesus Christ so that sinners can be forgiven and become holy and a new creation in God.
然后又让人与人之间和睦，这是用基督的身体来废掉冤仇。
And the second step is to remove the hostility between peoples so that people can get along with each other at peace.
也就是第十五节所说的，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
As it is said in Ephesians 2 verse 15, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace.
这里说冤仇就是记在律法上的诫命以及其中种种的规条。
The enemy is actually the commands and the regulations recorded in the law.
因为这些规条把犹太人圈在里面，把外邦人圈在外面。
The law with all the commands and regulations put the Jews in one area and set apart the Jews from the Gentiles.
犹太人一向是遵守摩西律法的。
The Jews always observe the laws of Moses.
因着律法上的规条，他们有特别的献祭。
According to the regulations of the law, they offer all kinds of sacrifices.
因为律法上的规条，他们有特殊洁净的礼仪。
Because according to the law, they have all kinds of ceremonies for cleansing.
因为律法上的规条，他们有必须要遵守的节期。
According to the law, the Jews observe various festivals.
因为律法上的规条，他们必须讲究食物方面的圣洁等等。
According to the law, they follow their special diets and habits.
这一切的礼仪条例，对外邦人来说，他们都是不得其门而入的。
And to the Gentiles, they didn't get all the regulations of the law followed by the Jews.
外邦人因为不遵守犹太人的律法，就在礼仪上成了不洁净的。
The Gentiles did not follow the laws of the Jews, and they become unclean to the Jews.
也因此导致犹太人与外邦人之间相通的阻隔。
Which leads to the barrier between the Jews and the Gentiles.
这也是犹太人和外邦人仇恨的原因。
And that also so the disharmony between the Jews and the Gentiles.
第十五节说，以自己的身体废掉冤仇。
In verse 15, it says that in his flesh, Jesus removed the barrier, the hostility.
是不是就是废掉旧约的律法呢？
Does that mean Jesus abolished the laws of the in the Old Testament?
不是的。
No.
马太福音五章十七节说，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verses 17, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
所以十五节是说，借着基督在十字架上的死，废掉那些用来分隔犹太人和外邦人的特定的规条所造成的隔阂。
In Ephesians 2:15, it says that through the death of Jesus on the cross, he sets aside the separation between the Jews and the Gentiles.
至于旧约律法所表达的神的道德标准和公义的精神，并不会因为基督的来到而更改或者废除。
The moral standards represented by the laws in the Old Testament are never changed because of the arrival of Jesus Christ and what he has done.
这些还是一样要遵守的。
We still need to follow the same moral standard of the law.
废掉冤仇的原因是为了要使双方，也就是犹太人和外邦人，在他里面成为一个新人。
To remove the barrier is to bring the Jews and the Gentiles together so that they can become one new humanity.
新人就是一切已经在基督里的犹太信徒和外邦信徒，也就是教会。
This new humanity literally means all the believers, the believing Jews and Gentiles in the church.
教会就是基督借着他自己所造成的一个新人。
The church represents the new humanity made through Jesus Christ.
既然是一个人，就再也没有可以纷争的了，也因此就成就了和睦。
Since all are as one in the church, there should be no separation, no division, and there is peace.
十六节说，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
In Ephesians 2:16, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility.
基督借着自己在十字架上的死，灭掉了犹太人和外邦人之间因律法的规条所造成的冤仇。
Through the death of Christ on the cross, Jesus put away the hostility between Gentiles and the Jews.
除去了律法把人与人分隔的情况。
He removed the law that divided people.
使犹太人与外邦人都在他里面合成一个身体，就是教会。
So that both Jews and the Gentiles become one body in him, that is the church.
这个教会是将来天地间一切同归于一的一个缩影。
The church is a representation for the future when God will bring all things in heaven and on earth in Christ.
以弗所书一章十节说，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
In Ephesians 1:10, it says that when the time reaches their fulfillment, and God will bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
什么叫做日期满足的时候？
What does the fulfillment of time mean?
有一个英文版翻译的很简洁也很清楚，他说 at the right time.
And there is an English version of the Bible that says it very briefly and very well. It's just said at the right time.
就是神所预定最恰当的时刻，基督再来。
That is to say, at the right time, God has prepared the best time when Jesus Christ comes back.
天上地上一切所有的都在他里面成为完全。
All things in heaven and on earth will be brought as one unity under Christ.
人与人之间不再有仇恨， 不再有敌对。
There will be no longer any hatred or hostility between people.
也不再有分裂。
There will be no division and nor conflict.
同归于一，就是天上地上一切所有的都放在一位统领之下。
To bring all things into one means to bring all things under the rule of the one, that is Christ.
这位统领就是基督。
Under the rule of Christ.
神要借着基督，借着十字架，让外邦人和犹太人成为一家人，成为一个身体。
God intended to bring the Jews and the Gentiles as one through the cross of Jesus Christ.
这是神奇妙的作为。
This is God's wonderful deed.
这是在耶稣基督的救恩里。
And this is done through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这个救恩是为普世的人所预备的。
And God's salvation is provided for all people on the earth.
所以十七节说，传和平的福音给远处的人，也给那近处的人。
Therefore, in verse 17, it says, He came to preach the peace to you who were far away and preach to those who were near.
使我们所有的人都能因着基督所做的来到父面前成为一家人。
So that all people could be brought back to God through Jesus Christ to become members of God's family.
家人的关系是用身体、肢体的关系来表达的。
The relationship, ships of the members of the family, are just like the relationships of parts of the body.
例如家中兄弟间的感情。我们说是手足之情。
And the relationship is just like, you know, the love between the siblings.
手足是身体上的肢体。
And hand and feet are part, both are, hand and feet are, parts of the body.
夫妻二人成为一体是身体的关系。
And the husband and wife become one. It is a physical relationship.
是头和身子的关系。
And this is the relationship between God and the body.
如果是家人，就应该有一体的感受。
If we are of the same family, we should have the same feeling, same perception.
那家人怎么样归为一体？怎么样在基督里合一呢？
How can the members of family become one in Christ?
这是我们今天要思考的另外一个重点。
This is another point we need to think about today.
在今天的经文啊，十九节到二十二节讲到说，现今是神家里的人。
In today's scripture, in Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22, it talks about that now we are members of God's household.
我们现在就看这几节经文，我们一起来思想我们家人如何合而为一，如何归为一体。
Now let's examine these verses to help us think about how members of the family can become one in Christ.
二十节讲到教会的根据，教会的根基都是建立在使徒和先知的身上。
In verse 20, it points out that the foundation of the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
而基督耶稣自己就是那房角的基石。
And Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone.
第二十一节说，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In verse 21, it says, In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
这一节经文就帮助我们来明白如何做到合一。
Verse 21 really helps us to understand how we can become one.In God.
基督是房角的基石，叫全座房子因他而连接起来。
Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, and the whole building is joined together through him.
因他而互相关联。
Because of the cornerstone, the parts of the building is interconnected.
教会的建造，基督做教会的头。
Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
神的儿女都直接连于基督。
All the children of God are connected to Christ.
因为都连于基督，也就与别的弟兄姐妹互相连接。
Because we are all connected to Jesus Christ, therefore we are connected with each other.
也就显出了身体的实际。
And therefore, we revealed the reality of a body, the function of a body.
身体的肢体之间一定要互相关联，互相连接。
The body parts must be interrelated with each other.
就用我们自己肉身的身体来看。
Take our physical body as an example.
你看，这是我们的循环系统。我们有血管遍布全身。
This is a picture of our circulation system.
有血管遍布全身。
And we have a blood vessels spread over our body.
借着血液把养分带到全身每一个细胞，使全身互相关联、互相连接。
Through the transport of the blood, the nutrition can be sent to every part, every cell of the body.
我们的神经系统也是遍布全身。
And this is a picture of our nervous system, and you can see our nerves are very well spread over the body.
可以传达感觉，也使全身互相关联。
The nerves will transmit different kinds of messages so that we can feel and we can communicate.
让我们的呼吸系统在吸进氧气之后，借着血液里面的血红素，也把氧气送到全身去。
This is the picture of the respiratory system of our body through
送到全身去，也是使我们全身每一个细胞全身互相关联。
So all the cells of the body can get what it needs.
凡是一体，就必须互相关联。
If we are of one body, we must be interconnected.
如果没有互相关联，那就不是一体了。
If we are not interconnected, we are not of the same body.
好像血液循环中，如果因为血块导致血液不能够流通到右脚去。
In the case of the circulation system, if there is some problem, so the blood could not be delivered to our right foot.
时间一久，右脚就麻木了。
And after a certain period of time, our right foot would feel numb.
再久，细胞就要坏死，就要动截肢手术了。
If there was no blood supply to the right foot, after a certain time, the cells would die.
一动了截肢手术，这右脚就不属于这身体了。
And if the cells of the right foot die, it should be removed and it no longer belongs to the body.
肢体不能从身体分开。
The parts of the body could not be separated from the body.
一定要与身体相连接。
And any part must be connected to the body.
如果肢体不与整个身体连接，那就是出问题的时候。
If any part is not connected to the body, there must be a very big problem.
你是否与基督的身体相关联呢？
Are you interconnected to the body of Christ?
你是怎样与基督的身体连接在一起的呢？
How are you interconnected to the body of Christ?
你心中的伤痛，你家中的难处，其他的肢体是不是知道呢？
Do other members of the body of Christ know why you are going through the burdens of your heart?
当你有难处的时候，有没有哪一位肢体陪着你走一段艰难的路，或者与你一起来担当你的难处呢？
When you are suffering, and is there any member of the body who would go together with you to go through your suffering?
从另外一个角度来看，你知不知道其他肢体的需要和他们有什么难处呢？
On the other hand, do you know the needs of the other members of the body?
你是不是愿意为他们代祷，去关怀和帮助他们呢？
Are you willing to pray for them, to intercede for them, and to help them?
我们需要与其他的肢体互相连接。
We need to be closely connected to each other.
在比较大的教会，我们常常鼓励新来的朋友去参加小组或者参加团契。
In a larger church, we always encourage the newcomers to attend a Bible study or a fellowship or a cell groups.
因为在大教会中很难认识所有的人。
Because it is hard to get to know everyone in a big church.
如果只靠着参加主日崇拜，不容易与其他的肢体有真正的连接。
If we just go to the Sunday worship, there will be little opportunity for us to know the other members and to be interconnected to them.
那家人一体的关系就不容易实现了。
And then it would be hard to develop close relationship with other members of the church family.
所以我们常常鼓励新搬来的朋友们要去参加小组或者团契，来实现这个家人一体的关系。
Of course, we always encourage all the new families in the area to attend fellowships or cell groups so that they can have closer relationships with other members.
小组中弟兄姐妹一起学习，一起分享。
In a small group, brothers and sisters can learn together in Christ and share what they have learned.
互相关怀，彼此代祷。
And they can show their love and concern for each other, and they can pray for each other.
一起分担重担，也一起分享喜乐的事。
They can carry the burdens of life together, and they can also share the joys of life.
也一起参与在教会中的服事。
And they can participate in service for God together.
这就产生了身体的功能。
And this exactly shows the function of a body.
我在教会中看到有些弟兄姐妹能够在教会当中找到自己属灵的伙伴。
In church, I often see many brothers and sisters can find their spiritual partners.
对他们灵命的长进有很大的帮助。
So that it is very beneficial to their spiritual growth.
二十一节说，各房或者说全房靠他联络得合适。
In Ephesians 1:21, it says, In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
使徒彼得在他的书信当中也有类似的教训。
Apostle Peter has similar teaching in the letters he wrote.
在彼得前书二章五节说，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 it says, You also like living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这些活石必须顺服工匠的安排，甘心在自己的岗位上与别的活石联络得合适，成为灵工。
All these living stones should be willing to stay on their own places, accept the arrangement and the design of the builder, and to be interconnected with other living stones.
联络得合适的意思就是配搭。
to be joined together means to cooperate.
所以在基督里合而为一，另外一个重点就是要互相配搭。
Therefore, another important principle to be in Christ is to cooperate with each other.
我们的身体就是互相配搭的一个很好的例子。
Our body offers a perfect example of how each part cooperates with the others.
就用我们的五官来看，我们的五官各有各的功能。
Look at our features. Each has its own function.
以致我们可以看见，可以听见，我们可以呼吸，闻味道，我们可以说话，吃东西。这就是配搭在一起。
With our eyes, we can see. With ears, we can hear. With our nose, we can breathe. And with our mouth, we can eat and speak. All the features work together and cooperate well with each other.
然后发挥不同的功能。
They all have different functions.
身体上的肢体都是有用的。
Every member of the body is useful.
哥林多前书十二章十二节那里说，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样，我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12 it says, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
这身体也是由许多不同的肢体所组成的。
And the body of the church is made of many different parts, different members.
每一个信徒借着圣灵的洗，连于基督，而成为这个大身体的一份子。
Every believer is baptized into Christ through the Holy Spirit, and therefore be connected to the body of the church.
信徒之间彼此互为肢体，就像弟兄姐妹一般。
Believers are just like members of the body.
人的身体需要靠不同的肢体才能够有效的整体运作。
Our body depends on different parts to function so that we can live well.
基督的身体也是一样。
It is the same way for the body of Christ to function well.
要靠圣灵所赐给各肢体不同的恩赐，在基督的身体上显出不同的功用。
Through different gifts given by the Holy Spirit, different parts of the body can show their functions.
这些肢体都要配搭得合适。
All the members of the body need to cooperate with each other.
彼此互相帮助，互相依赖，互相服侍。
All the parts need to depend on each other, and they need to serve each other and work together.
哥林多前书十二章十八节说：“但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上了。”
Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18, it says, But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be.
是神安排不同的肢体在基督的身体上。
It is God who arranged different parts of the body in their places.
这是出于神旨意的安排。
It is out of the will and arrangement of God.
这是有计划的，有配搭性的安排。
And this is a well-planned arrangement, so that each part can cooperate.
也是有次序的。
It is an orderly arrangement.
这是上帝的方法。
This is God's way to make things work.
这是上帝的设计。
This is God's design.
是为着身体的需要所安排的。
God made all the arrangements for the needs of the body.
神要我们在教会中彼此配搭。
God wants each of us to cooperate with others in the church.
每一个肢体都发挥它的功能。
Every member should function according to its purpose.
而且众肢体在基督身体里运用自己独特的恩赐时，应该是互相依靠的。
As each part uses its special function in Christ, they should rely on each other.
哥林多前书十二章二十一节那里说，眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 21 and 22, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the hand cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable.
肢体之间是彼此需要，是相辅相成的。
All the parts of the body need each other, and they depend on each other.
不能互相排斥。
They could not exclude each other.
必须彼此配搭合作，教会才能增长。
They must cooperate to function well to make the church grow.
在身上肢体在人看来是软弱的，更是不可忽略的。
The parts of the body that seem to be weaker are actually indispensable.
保罗在这里再用人的身体来做比喻。
Here, Paul uses the human body as a comparison.
有些不被人注意的部分，可能是被遮盖的隐私的部分。
Some parts are not noticeable or undercover.
尤其是身体内部的器官，对整个身体的健康也是一样的重要。
Especially our body organs and our inside and they play a very important role in the body.
同样的，教会中每一个人每一个肢体也是不可少的。
In the same way, each member of the church is indispensable.
常常在教会当中在前面做老师的比较受大家的注意。
Usually in a church, the teachers receive more attention.
但是在背后，也许是在厨房中默默的打扫清洁的，比较不受人的注意。
Those who work behind the scene, like those working hard in the kitchen, are not very noticeable.
但是如果没有人打扫清洁，如果教会的厨房很肮脏，可能是每一个人的健康都受到影响。
However, without those who do the cleaning work and those who work in the kitchen, if the kitchen is really dirty, the health of the people who attend the church may be greatly affected.
对整个基督的身体有很大的影响。
Without those who do the cleaning work, the body of Christ would suffer.
所以保罗提醒我们。
And here Paul reminds us,
我们不可以轻视任何一个肢体。
That we should not overlook any part of the body.
不可忽略软弱的肢体。
We should not neglect those weaker parts of the body.
肢体是彼此需要，不能自我隔绝。
Remember, all the parts of the body need each other, and they cannot be separated from others.
不能互相排斥。
They cannot exclude each other.
乃要彼此配搭，互相照顾。
They need to work together to cooperate together.
我们也不要轻看自己在这个身体中所担负的功能。
And we should not underestimate our part in the body of Christ.
有时候看到教会中弟兄姐妹轻易的离开。
Sometimes I see some brothers and sisters just leave the church without causes.
神把你安置在这个身体上是有他的美意。
if God put you here in this body, and He has a purpose for you, a very good purpose.
我们要在这身体上发挥应有的功能。
We should function according to God's arrangement.
你如果轻易离开，必定对这个身体造成影响。
If any member leaves the church, it will surely have an impact on the body, on the church.
以弗所书四章十六节也一样强调肢体之间的配搭要联络得合适。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, it also emphasizes on the cooperation of each part. They must be proper.
我们要按恩赐来发挥自己在身体上的功能。
We should do according to the gifts we are given.
按恩赐的目的就是要成全，要造就众圣徒。
The purpose of the gifts is to build up all the saints.
大家配搭侍奉一定要用爱心和诚实来一起来建立教会。
As we serve and work together in the church, we must serve in love and in truth.
一同增长，一同传福音。
And we should grow together and share the gospel together.
这样教会才会渐渐增长。
And this is the way for the church to be built up.
所以家人归为一体，或者说在基督里合一的两个重点，就是彼此连结，互相配搭。
There are two main points for the members of God's family to become one. And first of all, is that we should be interconnected with each other, and we should also cooperate with each other.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的 Andrew, 我们感谢你。把你的教导启示在圣经当中。
Dear gracious Lord, we thank you because you have revealed to us your teaching in the scripture.
主，你帮助我们在教会当中互相连接。
Please help us to be interconnected with each other in the church.
帮助我们彼此用爱心和说诚实话一起来建造教会。
Help us to live in love and speak the truth in love, so that we can build up the church together.
主，我们为这个教会来献上感恩。
Lord, we give thanks to you for this church.
为你所安排在这个教会中一起配搭的每一个家庭、每一个肢体，我们来感恩。
We thank you for you have prepared every family in this church, and you have a purpose for them to serve in this church.
相信你在这个教会当中，你有你美好的心意。
We believe that you have a good purpose on this church.
求主你继续赐福这个教会，赐福给每一个家庭。
May you continue to bless this church and bless all the families.
让这个教会就成为必成的灯台。
So that the Peoria Chinese Christian Church could be the lighthouse in Peoria.
也帮助我们能够带领社区当中更多的外人能够成为家人。
So that we can help to bring more strangers back to you to become members of God's household.
求主加添给我们每一个人心力、体力与灵力。
May the Lord strengthen our body, health, mind, and spirit.
让我们在世上为主打美好的胜仗。
So that we can fight a good fight in this world for your sake.
谢谢恩主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.